Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
What up? What's going on?
Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, man. I'm having a little technical difficulties here. What's going on with you? How you feeling?
Man, I'm trying to get myself back right, bro. Like about 75%. I'm working to get back right.
Man, it's
been crazy.
Give me 1 second. Are we having some technical difficulties? Okay, I think. Okay. Mika, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you already sound like you underwater.
Again?
Uh-huh.
All right, hold on. Let me switch this up.
There's not a lot of water. That sounds like a lot of water.
Like you up in, you in a bunker? Yeah, for real.
Talk radio. Goodbye.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Did somebody say goodbye?
Say it again.
Who go?
That was me trying to do it from my phone because we had last week.
Oh, bro. You choppy, bro.
I'm going to hang up and call back. Maybe it's my line.
Is it choppy for you too, Joe?
Yeah, it's choppy on my end too.
Oh, boy. Let's hold on for a second. Let me do something. Let me try to call in one more time. Joe.
Yo.
I wanted to talk to each other.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Hear me, it's better now. All right. Give me 1 sec. I got one more thing to try.
Is outside of your plan and will incur a 1 cent per minute charge if you continue. You can hang up now to avoid it.
Can anybody hear me now?
Hello? Is it just up on the phone?
Can anybody? Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
It still sounds like you're underwater.
Sound like I'm underwater?
Hold on. Can't call.
Shit, I'm on the album with the album. Let me get the album off the issue. Hold on.
Yeah, can you hear me, Mika?
Yeah, but it's like the connection is real bad and Tank can't get back in yet.
Boy, this ain't about the most boot show we ever had.
It's the corona.
It's the corona done got in there. All right,
the phone line. Social distancing. We ain't supposed to be contacting the four of us.
Right. All right, here, let me try to call Tank into the show. Dolo,
Hello?
Can you hear us? You here?
Yeah.
All right, well. And yeah, I'm gonna work on my. Y'all go ahead.
Well, we're not
gonna
do this. You ought to see how you sound horrible.
You're cutting in a lot.
Do I see it sound horrible?
Both sound like y'all are gargling.
Can y'all hear me now?
But see, we don't sound like we're
gargling. Yeah, this is bad. Okay,
is
all right. I'm just in this.
Connection, man. Blow it up. Start up.
Yeah. Joe, is mine still bad?
No, yours sound good right now. Do mine still sound bad?
It's breaking up a little bit.
Hold on. Hold on right quick before you call me. Wait a minute. What about now?
All right, yeah. This sound fine. Yeah,
this sound bad.
I don't know. It sounds okay to me from my end. Let me try to bring Tank in.
Go ahead.
How did this...
Go ahead.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Sound the same to you?
Sound better than did.
All right, let me try to bring Meek in.
Hey,
what's up, Joe?
What up, bro? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you. You're just a little lower, but I can hear you. There ain't no static like it was that first time.
All right, I'm trying to bring Meek in.
I can hear you.
Mika. Mika once going to. She just dropped. Well, while we all together, and we'll try to see how long we can last, we can go ahead and get started. You know, Game 7 Radio, sorry for all the technical issues we had tonight. Glad to have Joe in. Joe playing through the pain. How you feeling, man?
I'm getting better by the day. It's gonna be hard. I'm trying to project my voice a little bit tonight, but I can't get rid of this cough. Like it's the most nagging cough of all time. But it ain't corona cough. I'm just happy about that.
This Tamika trying to call me. Y'all, hold on.
Okay.
Most definitely not corona cough.
Yeah. So, did it run through the whole house, or did just you and the boys?
Of course.
Try to add it one more time, Jay. Try to add it one more time, Jay.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, one twin caught it.
Mika, are you there?
Let's go. Oh, Mika. I don't know.
I thought I heard a lot of people.
We can't hear. Sorry for the technical difficulties, people, but it's been technical difficulties all week.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have been right if we didn't have none. Like, it's been a week.
Right.
Let's just go on if that is the news, Tank.
Well, the biggest news we got today is Tom Brady has officially left the Patriots. He's gone, already gone to Tampa Bay. He's just that fast. My boy Teddy Bridgewater's on the way to Carolina Panthers, so it looks like Cam is going to be out of a job. NBA news, KD and three other players tested positive for CV-19. And then the entertainment news, Joe, I know you was excited. I don't know if you listened to it yet, but Jay Electronica dropped his long-awaited 10-year debut album featuring none other than me and Joe's favorite guy, Homie Baby.
Oh, man.
Have you got a chance to listen to it, Joe?
I have, man. It's a unique sounding album from Jay Electronica's standpoint. You know what I mean? The lyrical, I can't help but to think, like, this man Jay-Z completely gets, like, I don't know, better with age. Like, every time he gets on the track, like, I'm just waiting to hear what that man got to say. But he's most definitely
said,
better.
This man
said,
me a sellout, that doesn't make sense. I'm rich. More money than Goodell. A whole NFL bench.
Man, that was so nasty, bro. That was so nasty. Hey, when he said that he was that he gonna go backstabbing like the OJs.
Right.
And like, you know, at first you hear backstabbing like the OJs. So you go OJ's backstabber, but you know he had that charge when he was when he had supposedly had stabbed old guy. So it's backstabbing
exactly
like the OJ, or you backstabbing like OJ. You feel
right
me? Backstabbing like OJ. I was like, oh my
god. Backstabbing like OJ Simpson, the OJ.
You know what I mean?
And when he stabbed your my boy.
I'm saying like, the man said he was the master of the triple entendre, bro. He was not lying. Like, this man, he's just getting better, man. And then I love to hear him rap over that the soul of Soulja Slim with that BG Soulja Slim flow that he had kicked it off with.
Man,
it was
that Soulja Slim going crazy. To me, man,
yeah, like,
just
yeah.
Dope. Just if you're a fan of hip hop, this is great hip hop. Great.
It's a great
Universal Soldier. Ezekiel's
yeah
Will. I can go on and on. Shit banging.
Yeah. Debut for Jay Electronica to get Jay to come out with a double album, Watch the Throne 2 kind of feel to it.
Right.
It just had different beat, different sound. He was still teaching. He was talking. Yeah, it was that most definitely one to listen to. Your sports news, though. Tampa Bay
right
getting Tom Brady was crazy.
That's crazy. I ain't seen the book, but I thought about it a couple of days ago. Because, you know, old boy, the coach, he liked to air that bitch out. So, you know.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what it is. I heard, you know what I mean, they got a trade in place to get the running back from the Rams. Help me with his name.
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. That's in place. They have it. They're just waiting on the Rams to agree to it. They're trying to send Chris Goodwin over there to them. That Gurley and Cook. Which would be a nasty trade to put Cook next to Mike Evans, next to, O.J. Howard. It's giving Tom Brady something to work with down there. Like, you know, he would have a lot to work with.
Running in good weather.
I'm sorry, but nobody can hear us. We're just talking to each other.
Nobody can hear us. Nobody can hear even.
Yeah, I sent the link and nobody can hear us.
Hell.
Oh, damn it, that was pretty good.
Well, let's just keep going. We all just had to share it.
And it sounds
horrible on my ear.
Huh?
For some reason, we've been losing you, Jay. Yeah, we can hear you, but for some reason, you sound good. Then every now and again,
yeah,
you sound like
he can
that.
Hear, but it's
like that.
Right.
See, I'm going to give you an example like this. Hey, that's what you sound like.
The playback going to be any better because at least she hear, but it's all chopped up. Does it record different?
No, it probably records the same. And it's, hold on.
Is it your cell carrier or place where you at?
Man, I'm right beside my Wi-Fi.
See, right now you sound good. Like that.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right.
I can hear you good now. Jamaica, can you hear him good?
You clear now. What was you doing? Was you calling us on the space center?
You done left us? You done left us already and forgot to tell us? Because right now, it sounds like you're calling from a landline, crystal clear.
Right.
Okay.
Fine. Whatever you were doing before, don't do it no more. Stop it.
I'm going to try my best. I actually tried to fix the problem I had last week. But, picking up on the sports news, my one question to you, Joe and Tank, is do y'all think that Todd Gurley is healthy?
I'm just amazed at how clear you sound right now. that motherfucker is Chris HD.
That's a two-minute conversation of what not to do, Jay. What are you doing? We need to know. But y'all get around.
Yeah, we got about 8 minutes left in the show. Let's just keep moving.
I think the people want to know.
I start off. Okay, people want to know. I start off on my laptop. My laptop wouldn't work, and I went to my phone. Then y'all said that was breaking up, so I just moved rooms. I've tried everything 3 times.
Well, the third time was a charm. We love you. Thank you.
Third time's a charm.
But yeah, Gurley. That's going to be determined, you know, with spring practice gone, it's going to be yet to determine. But I still would take it.
Yeah, I think Todd Gurley, 90%, is still going to be a lot better than a lot of, you know what I'm saying, lanes that Tom Brady took to the Super Bowl. So, like, I think they're going to have an interesting team. And he walked for 30 interceptions.
He won't throw 30 picks.
He won't do that.
What conference is
Tampa going on?
Say what?
Ask me what's been going on. It's good. The bank business today.
Listen. It's been a week. We are closing our lobby, so there's nothing open but the drive-through at a few of our branches starting tomorrow for the rest of the week. We don't know what next week look like. Other than that, it's still convenient because you still apply online, you still call over the phone. Nothing changed in that area. I do want to tell people that just because the Fed say they're zero rate, that does not mean you can get a mortgage for 0%. Nobody's going to do that. Let's stop being crazy.
Will you explain that a little bit more, Mika? Will you explain that a little bit more?
Right. Because that's what I was thinking.
So the Fed rate and mortgage rate are two different things. The Fed, what the Feds are doing is they're trying to stop and help buyers. Now, it may help consumers. a long way to go down, but if people decide to do it, because this is a short-term thing, but at least rates won't go up. Mortgage rates are their own entity.
Okay.
They have nothing to do with the Fed rate. So just because they're saying 0%, that does not mean anybody's giving you a 0% loan. I'm sorry. Those are two different things. If I get one tomorrow and pay it off 7 years, okay?
I had all kinds of questions for you.
Yeah, but other than that, my biggest takeaway from everything that's going on is seeing how my son's senior year is chopped and screwed. I think that's frustrating me more so than anything else. Yeah, I'm concerned about people's health. I know life is this and the other, but we all can remember how just like our throwback. We can remember our senior year, how fun it was. What we're doing, and his year has just been trash. His trip was canceled. We don't know if they're going to have a prom. We don't know what's going on with graduation. So everything is just in limbo, and I have to see his face and listen to him every day. They're trying to make the best out of it, and as a parent, you try to make the best out of it, but at the same time, all of us senior parents are scrambling trying to figure out what the hell going to happen to the rest of the year. So,
man, that's crazy.
I know it seems like I'm crying about nothing, but at the same time, it's my life. This is what's going on. It is what it is at this point.
One question I have for you is, how are y'all handling? I mean, we already heard what the restaurants and all of that were doing. What are y'all doing differently now to be cautious with the money?
Well, things that we think we'll do anyway as far as like making sure you're constantly washing your hands, the hand sanitizer, keeping your hands and things out of your face, cleaning door handles and stuff more regularly during the day with Clorox wipes and things of that nature. Just being diligent. But again, we are up until Friday. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but several branches have closed their lobbies and drive-thrus. So I know my branch starts tomorrow through Friday, and there's a couple more branches in town. So we're just trying to do our best as far as the social distancing, because people are calling a quarantine. It's not a quarantine unless you have it. You're only quarantined if you have it. It's just called social distancing. It's just stop having as much contact with people as you possibly can. That's why restaurants are going to, they're not closing, they're going to pick up and drive through only, you know, things of that nature, just your person-to-person contact.
Mm.
So that's a big thing for us. We're just riding it out like everybody else.
This is a crazy
thing. It's going to be a long ride, it seems like.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. I tried to look at my 80s. When I looked at the 80s, all I thought about was all this fun in the 80s and 90s we had to an abrupt end.
I think the biggest thing is, and not putting it on one person, is the leadership from the get-go. We don't have that department anymore. It wasn't handled correctly, so it brought about fear. Because we talked about this, was last week or the week before last? Either way, when we talked about it, it's fear, because when people look at it, we're still in the 0.00 whatever cases that people actually have it. So they think the business has it, and these people are not even sick, they're not coughing, they don't feel bad, they just were tested positive for it. The biggest thing that hurts people with compromised immune systems and elderly, you know, people that can't get, that's not supposed to get the flu, you know what I'm saying? So it's still the thing. I just think the panic is what's making it bigger than what it really is, which is frustrating. It's really frustrating because you're watching people losing hours, you're watching people losing money. Daycares are closing. That means that these people, these jobs that can't afford to pay these people sick time and sick leave, you don't you don't get paid until you get work, until you can work and all these things shut down and making all these people make all these changes. And I think that's the most frustrating part for me, to see these things happening for something that I'm pretty sure we've had. How many times have you been to the doctor and got medicine for a virus? They didn't know what it was called. It ain't the flu, but it's like the flu is just a virus, but they don't have
exactly
the name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The things that we've discussed in the past, coronavirus is not new. I'm just not understanding what to deal with it this time. And I just think we just wasn't prepared for it.
See, the panic moved into my biggest worry. My biggest worry, not the virus, like you say. Of course, you don't want the virus, but cleaning and distance is help with that. But it's the economic impact globally that this is having. 3-4 months, 5 months, I can't see that. I don't know how we return.
Really,
we may be
like
the second world. We might be a second world country and ride it out like that.
I just feel like we got to get to May, and then we'll be laughing at ourselves. That's just what I firmly believe. I just feel like once you get through mid-April and the hype dies down, and us resilient host type drinkers make it through, and we see May, we'll be fine.
So, Mickey, you want to go and lead us right on into the topic?
So the topic of the night is most of us, some of us were born in the 70s, but we were really 80s. We live in the 80s, the time that we can. So we want to talk about and share some fun facts about why growing up in the 80s made us equipped to handle the coronavirus. I just mentioned hosepipe drinking. If you grew up in a black neighborhood or had a black grandmama, you know what your grandmama told you when you went out that door. What your grandmama told you?
Don't come back in the house.
If you come back in this house,
you stay in the house.
Because you running up my life. Ain't no in and out. So if you wanted water, what did you do? You drunk it out of the hosepipe. Everybody's mouth was on the hosepipe.
Everybody's sick. Passing it around like a blunt.
Everybody passing the hosepipe around.
Everybody drinking out the same drink. Somebody go to the store and get a drink. Everybody drinking out the same drink. We had nothing between.
I ain't really drinking
out
the same drink, folks.
Huh?
The best germ control we had when we were sharing drinks is tilt your head back and just pour it in there.
Right. Look, I ain't really shared the whole pipe, but I ain't really giving no motherfucker my Pepsi. Definitely don't want no back.
Or we really thought that if somebody took their shirt and then wiped off the top of the lid, like, you're not wiping it off. You wiping it good in there. If it wasn't on there before, it's damn sure in there now. You know, just rub your little nasty
what?
Ass sweaty shirt.
And then the other thing that we had in the 80s, they still got it now, but if they bring that back every day, it might can help. The mosquito truck, that sumbitch used to come out daily.
Mm-hmm.
And just come to my neighborhood by the woods and just pump that shit. He might shoot down to my gym house 2 minutes. We could be spraying it down now.
Right. And that's probably something we probably can buy a lot of food. I'm pretty sure it's a mess of Team Malomo. We standing outside breathing out mess in every night, cause we ain't going to now. And kids don't play like that no more. You go to a neighborhood and see the kids playing outside like this.
What? Too many video games. Why would you? Then look, you got too many video games. Your mom and them talking about the white van riding by snatching kids. So there you go. You know how much bike Ryan was doing on Christmas in the 80s? It looked like a marathon,
man.
Number of bikes.
Yeah,
the banana seat, the 10-speed. Nigga had 10-speed. BMX bike.
Stuck you a can in your bike to make the little motorcycle noise.
Your daddy mad, but your mama fine, so he be on your basketball and Christmas outside. It's cold.
And then your mama always knew what you was, where all the bikes was congregated. She knew where to find you.
That was our little mode of transportation, the bikes. It was right before Beeples. Beeples was like the 90s. The 80s, you was at, all you had to do was look for the bike, where the bike's at, then that's where they at. And if the bike's over there at a house that ain't sold yet, and you see about one or two girl bikes, dun, 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 dun.
Breaking news, Alabama ABC board issued an emergency rule allowing restaurants and bars with alcohol license to temporarily sell alcohol to go with curbside pickup only.
Niggas selling, they done went to selling liquor curbside. Because the impact is, everybody can't be saved in the impact. May, maybe we all right. But June, July, I'm telling y'all, that's not good. They got to start doing, one thing Donald J. said, we're going to have to do something different. It's got to be different this time. But whatever they do, they might have to stop payment. Because people going to go crazy now. You can't start putting criminals and drug dealers out of business, because when you put them out of business, then you got problems. You can't
My grandmother kept me alive. So my grandmother used to do stuff like you got stung by a bee, she'll take the back out of her mouth, put it on your leg, and wrap an A. I'm pretty sure I'm immune from the coronavirus. And I don't know what that was that she had in the jar. It wasn't the stuff at the store. It's something she made. It stunk. And if you cough, she put it on your chest.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But the other thing from I know another thing from the 80s that, look, Joe, we used to play with until we found out. I'm talking about them red water bottles that we didn't know
they
were.
New water bottles.
That's the 80s shit right there. Y'all bros don't use that shit no more, do it, man. Y'all done put that up. I ain't seen that since grandmama
died. Yeah, I ain't seen that one. Because I know I done swung up in one a couple times. I didn't know what it was either in the bathtub, in the shower, singing.
Yeah, I'm
now
playing with that little boy in my grandma.
All up in my mama's quiet.
Look. I got that motherfucker. Ain't no telling what I done did with that motherfucker playing with it in the tub. Look, it's in the bathroom. Motherfucker, a wheel float. It's a toy. It's red.
As long as it's red, bro, it's good to go.
Man, that's
hey, trying to figure out, hey, trying to hey, figure Joe. Out why your mama keeping toys away from you in the bathroom. Like, why ain't nobody talking about your toys?
Yo, why you got this shit sitting right here by the tub?
Y'all would get mad when I touched this.
Yeah. That ain't gonna make me want to play with that son of a bitch more. I'm talking about, I may have had that bitch trying to swim on it, be like a Ralph and everything when you live. You can try to swim in a tub when you're about 6'5". Can't go nowhere. That's the 80s, though, y'all. Like I said, that's the 80s. We had some of the greatest sitcoms ever, some of the greatest action movies. Y'all think Power was good, younger generation. Y'all don't know about the 18. Y'all don't know about MacGyver. Y'all don't know about Airwolf. Y'all don't know about Knight Rider. I could go.
They don't put no thought in it like they used to. Like Cosby Show was like, you know, gave us a picture of what black family could look like. You know what I mean? That was a beautiful impact for show. Alf was slept on. Alf was dope.
Man, I try to go back and watch Alf. And that son of a bitch in 1983 said that he is coming 4th of July, something about 2020. I had to take the Alf off. It's too close, Alf. Don't let this be you. Alf, don't let you be the reason that this is going on. I had to stop watching. I just fell into that Simpsons syndrome. The year is 2020. I come from back there. Wait a minute. When? No, Alf, don't do me like that, Big Daddy. Don't do it. Buck Rogers, man. Here they come.
the '80s, man. It was a joyous time, like you say.
Yeah, the '80s. Hey, what was that? I'm missing out one ingredient. What was that old home remedy when you used to have a cold? It used to be peppermint, honey. What kind of liquor was that?
Corn liquor.
Corn liquor.
No, it was peppermint, honey. Was it corn liquor in that?
Some people do it with Jack.
Okay,
but my grandmama was probably one that did it with Jack. That's why I say corn.
My grandma had moonshine.
Yeah. Shinola. Peppermint schnapps.
And I don't know if my mama only had this in our household, because I saw somebody put it on Facebook the other day, and I had the most traumatic PTSD episode. Father John Coughlin.
Yeah,
I don't know where my mama found that from. It would clear you anything that you ever had. I'm talking about as soon as you took it, you felt better. I don't know if it was because you were scared to take it again or you actually felt better. It was worse than high liver oil. It was like a brownish cup. I don't know.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And if you see that bottle,
what's it called?
Immediately.
Father John. It was in an orange box.
You don't want that. You might as well, if your mama pulled that out, you instantly not sick no more.
I ain't even.
You would rather get a suppository. Tamika, you would rather get a suppository up your ass like you just had to get one with a list than to get that Father John. I'm telling you that. And
you
I used to hate
the
suppository.
I ain't even sick no more. My cough left. I ain't got no fever. I won't go to school. This was disgusting. If y'all have never been subjected to Father John's, y'all would love.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out how bad it could be for it to be replaced, for it to be worse than a suppository. What I'm sitting here trying to figure out.
Because that shit right there, man, I used to almost want to fight my mama, my nigga.
It was just horrible. And it was brunch. It didn't look appetizing. It didn't smell appetizing. Other kids getting great flavor. What was that? The mama around there giving you a spoon of Father John. I just think it was child abuse.
Look here. My mama say, if I got to grease you up, it's suppository time. I used to could not step up to what you don't understand. Like I said, in that Father John's medicine, is worse than that, Jay. You definitely didn't want no suppository, and you definitely didn't want your mama to administer said suppository.
Man, I'm over here crying out my right eye thinking about the last suppository when I was about 7 years ago. I don't even want to talk about this shit no more.
Ooh, Tamika, you don't understand. That's you know, now that I think about it, that's what got men scared to go get their prostate checked at the 40. They have
that
flashback. Oh, suppository.
And I just had a flashback of my mama said, what that is on your face? And she took her thumb and licked it and wiped your face. I know that had to make us immune to something because she took whatever.
Yeah, that was kind of nasty. Everybody mama do that. Did you just lick your thumb and wipe my around my eye?
Your finger.
You could have just instructed me to do that, OG. But you lick your finger and
wipe. Mama gave both of us the flu. Didn't even know she had.
Right.
How we both end up with the flu? I had some in my eye.
Joe, we weren't thinking, Joe. We weren't thinking. That's why men scared to go to the doctor.
Yeah, man. Those mother-induced suppositories.
As soon as we got to an age of our own medical control, no more suppositories was definitely on that list. Yeah, I would be having no more of those.
None. Hell no.
Oh, shit.
I just frowned up so bad just remembering my mama licking her thumb and cleaning my face. What compared to her? Who taught her this?
Come on, wait before we go in there. Wait before we go inside. Hold on, what mama? And this mama, you would lick your thumb?
Your thumb, it was my face. Not my face. now I can smell your spit on my face.
Now that's probably what's wrong with my eyes. My mom been licking around my eyes since I was little. Now that I think about it, straight back to my eyes.
Well, you got damn slob things around your eyes and your damn eyes. Yeah, so you like slob.
You definitely drinking out of my.
And then always trying to figure out what's wrong with us. It's y'all. Y'all suggested us to this bitch. We can't help but be crazy.
No shower shoes in the 80s. It's toes
no,
to
no
see
shower shoes. Whatever it was, that's what you got.
Do you know I had to look that term up to understand what the people was even talking about shower shoes. They thought like shower shoes. What about a shower shoe? Because we definitely didn't have it in the '80s or the '90s. Not no shower shoes. It's foot.
Hey, you know one thing we also one thing that makes us prepared for coronavirus is in things of the or just survival overall is, you know, back in our day that if a chicken or don't let it be turkey or whatever, once y'all get finished eating that turkey as it is, then it becomes turkey casserole. You know, I mean, like, we know how to improvise on food. Like, turkey just ain't getting thrown away and chicken ain't getting thrown away. You better be getting ready for a casserole coming your way.
Yeah, the grease ain't going to the grease you cooked in there ain't going to be thrown away.
Right. You got a chance to eat out. That was special.
And make tea, my mama make world class fried chicken right now. But I tease her all the time. Definitely didn't, you know, our mama was young then. Definitely didn't taste like this in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? We be eating whatever.
Right.
Mama 26, ain't no telling. It definitely don't taste like the 70-year-old version at that skillet.
And then we were growing up, you fell and hurt yourself. It wasn't no running to you and asking you what's wrong. Get up and shake it off.
You definitely ain't going to. Your bone going to have to either be poking out from the skin or your wrist is going to have to just be twisted all the way over. No black eye. No pink eye at all. This at the crib. That's crib medication. Even don't let your uncle or big brother be spraying his wrist. You might get the sling before you go to the doctor. So she gonna have to get some medical.
I got hit in the eye with a baseball. Got a black eye. Should have knocked my socket out. You wanna know what mama told me when I was crying?
Put some peas on.
I told her stupid ass not to be out there in the first place.
That's a classic.
Not go in the house. Not go in the house and lay down. What?
Okay. That was the other 80s remedy. I know that was nothing but a placebo. Go lay down. What?
Go lay down.
What?
It's 3:15.
What the hell is you folding this wet towel, putting it on both forehead, got to do with it? That anything later?
But now, listeners, we want y'all to understand. For as much as fun times in the '80s, we had crazy times. Like it better not storm, and you at home with your folks. It's over with for doing anything.
Anything.
Couldn't even breathe too loud. You got
hollered. That was one of my questions getting older. Wait a minute. We went from don't do nothing when it storms to you got to, not only did you go to work when it's storming, you got, if your job is outside, you are working outside when it's storming.
And one more thing that I have not seen, has anybody seen this in the stores in the last 20 years? Turpentine. Do they still sell it? Turpentine, and I'm trying to see if it was ingestible. Because you ever had a stomach ache, and your mama and grandma ain't never gave you turpentine, telling you got worms, you ate too many sweets. So you trying to tell me that just my fault?
No, she ain't never passed no bathroom cleaner. They ain't never went up in the sink. They ain't never went up in the sink and passed by. You was
I'm picking it up now to see if it's been helpful.
You were bad as hell, man.
I was good and horrible. That black eye that I just told y'all about, I had two black eyes in the same week for being hard-headed. So, and I did them to myself. My mom used to be scared to take me to the emergency room because she swore up and down somebody was going to take me and put me in DHR. I was bad as hell.
I see. You got done fucking circumcised. You was too bad.
So, I'm still trying to figure out because I believe I got a class action lawsuit about the turpentine.
You might.
I don't know who I'm going to sue.
Hey, for anybody who had to who had to do all that deep inhaling of that Ajax and that Common in the tub, they lungs got to be prepared for the coronavirus too.
I just inhaled Common the day before yesterday.
All day.
I just inhaled Common Saturday.
How that happened?
How did I inhale Common Saturday? I was cleaning my bathroom. I administered it. Throw back. Shit. Green paint. White powder. Got to be careful you throwing down.
Got to be. It's eating up everything. Did you let the tub get wet and you just sprinkle it in? And did you go back tank?
Okay.
Did you let it settle in there for a little while?
See, I'm old school with you know, I lived in Atlanta for a minute and I had all type of one thing Atlanta did is prepare me and show me all type of jobs. My homegirl had a cleaning service. I went out with them, so I throw dry comet down first and just let it sit. Then I might squirt it. You know, I'm gonna use I know Tamika's on the phone. I do use Meyer's tub and tile. Nice little bougie brand. I had to do that for Tamika. I mixed that with my comet. I let it sit, then I turn the shower on real quick, let it just, like a little quick, you know, like just hit the pitcher's mound, let it get a little wet, then come back and get to it.
It's like a pitcher's mound.
You know what I'm talking about, get just a little wet.
Right, right.
Then come back, and voila. The mayo smell good, so it's going to, yeah, like, I think it's lavender and lilac or lavender or something, it smells pretty good.
But, you know, we kind of touched on it last week, but if you could survive eating them little snake berries or what is them? Damn it, what was them little
some green
honeysuckles? Balls. Don't forget about the honeysuckles. Don't forget about honeysuckles.
We just pick them up and just suck them straight off the ground.
Right.
Man.
Don't
honeysuckles, them blackberries. Stealing plums off those trees.
I'm about ready to get the plum off the tree now.
We ain't never get sick. We probably did get sick.
Oh, we got.
We never got sick in them green plums before you knew them green plums.
Yeah, you be thinking you about to die.
The plums good. They good, but they you eat too many of them, you gonna hate that.
But guess what you do the next time you you go back out and you start feeling better? You do this shit all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fool.
I was doing. That was high risk, high reward. No green plums.
Yeah, would you say thanks?
That was high risk, high reward with them green plums. You know. Don't get sick and lose a good day, because they good. They damn sure good. Like, right
did
when they clean as yellow.
Did y'all chase them with salt?
Man.
No. Nah, I know people used to do that. I like the bitter. I ain't chase them.
I think to this day, the reason why I have high blood pressure is all the dumb shit I did when I was in elementary school. I used to eat Kool-Aid and salt. Do not ask me where I got that shit from. And then I would put it in a lemon. My grandma used to stay in Robinson Guard. My grandma used to stay over there, and I would spend time in Winn-Dixie. We're right around the corner. And my mom used to always leave me with money, and I used to go buy the dumbest shit, pickles. I used to love sour stuff, pickles, Kool-Aid. My grandma would think I was buying Kool-Aid to make. No, I was buying pickle salt in it and lick it off my finger. I don't know who taught me that. But it was a
hey, Megan, let's not get this far. Now, let's bag back a little bit. Now, what the hell did you say? Did you say sugar and what did you just?
No, I said
what
salt
did you
and
say?
Kool-Aid. Salt and Kool-Aid and put it in a lemon.
And put it in a lemon. My God.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure.
You was ahead of your time.
That's innovative.
With my high blood pressure to this day.
Yeah, that's innovative.
Hey, that's the first Ciroc lemon right there. She would make a Ciroc lemon before it was even a thing.
Straight up.
I don't know where I got that from, but I had all my cousins eating it. It was a thing at my grandmama's house, and it started with me. I'm not sure. My aunt never understood it, but they always gave me the money to go get it.
Yeah, you was definitely in 2020.
don't knock it until you try it. Probably eat that shit now, my little chair's a problem.
You're right about that. I'm having an awesome.
Ooh, but that's another thing growing up. We always had neighborhood candy ladies, people that sold drinks out their house and bebops. And now you be scared for your children to go knock on your neighbor's door.
Shit, we live in a generation now. You scared of a 15, 16 year old going somewhere now? Shit, forget
right,
an 8 or 9 year old.
But the candy lady was a vital part of the community, though. Like, I miss her. Like, a strong bebop could go a long way come July.
Right about that.
Because the candy,
you know,
candy lady, you get a dollar, you can go get 1,000 pieces of candy and share with everybody. You get a dollar, you're rich.
That's not a bad market right now, let me tell you.
Listen, especially now. Because if I had some tissue, I could probably make a lick them by the roll.
So before we get ready to start closing in, since it's almost 8 o'clock, Joe, you want to hit us with a top 5?
Tonight top 5 would be strictly about moments of the 80s that stuck out to me. Now, I was born in 81, so like you all, the 80s was our home. The 90s was more so my home, but there were moments in the 80s that just stuck out to me as a child or whatnot. So let's go over these. Number 5, I went with this one because it's a little odd one, and it's like a tie between two. But the first one was like a little odd one, but it's a Live Aid concert, and it was this big rock concert or whatnot. They was raising money to feed the kids in Africa, and they brought all these different bands or whatnot to perform. But what stuck out to me about this performance was this group, Queen. They had this leader, Freddie Mercury. I thought he was – I didn't know none of Queen's songs. Didn't know nothing about Queen. But he made me want to, learn Queen music for whatever reason. Like, he just was a great performer. And I bet if you was to, list, top performers or just go look it up, Freddie Mercury has to be, on that list somewhere. But he was, a
he
very captivating performer. And – I want to say he passed away from AIDS or whatever, but he was like a monumental performer, like, back then. Like, he really captured the TV. Like, he captured that moment for real. And the, also the number five that tied for number five was E.T., the movie. I didn't know E.T. made $400 million. It was like the highest grossing movie of the 80s. But I think E.T. was one of those movies that was able to capture people, young, old, whatever age, and it put cinematic classics in the forefront or whatever. It started giving people the reach to and to go beyond. So you start looking at stuff like Space and Star Wars, and people start trying to build upon the E.T. phenomenon. So that was number five, moments that stuck out for me in the 80s. Number four, in 1987, the Nintendo was released. And I don't think anybody who grew up in the 80s didn't have a Nintendo, didn't try to cheat with the Duck Hunt gun straight up on the TV, hitting all the damn birds, didn't play Double Dribble, didn't play Mario. Who didn't learn the extra man trick with the little duck on the little, you know what I'm saying, on the steps or whatever, getting all the damn extra man? Who don't know nothing about Tecmo Bowl? Nintendo, the NES, playing, you know, Donkey Kong and all this. 1987, Nintendo took over the gaming world. Where people was playing Pac-Man for years, they brought that shit to your house. Nintendo took over gaming at that time. So number four, the 80s moments that stuck out for me was Nintendo being unleashed. Michael Jordan's shoe released in 1985. It's just like a classic moment of shoes. Like, almost like everybody remember getting their first pair of Jordans. I don't know if they knew in 1985 the phenomenon in 2020 that he still would be, and what they would have in 1985, but Michael Jordan's shoe release in that year became, you know, a obsession to get that shoe, and it's still that obsession today with his kids. The man has grossed billions, so, like, to say the least that Michael Jordan's shoe was a dominant moment in the 80s would be an understatement. So number three, the 1985 Jordan 1s was released. And I just got a new pair today, too. They had, like, love my Jordan 1s. Classic. So number two, I got to have a sport moment on here because I'm a sports fanatic. You ask anybody in the 80s, the things that stuck out was the call, do you believe in miracles? The miracle on ice with the amateur hockey players and the going against the Soviet Union, all these dominant players or whatnot in the Olympics, to go get that upset. It's one of the most famous calls in sports. Everybody pretty much know Al Michaels screaming, do you believe in miracles? And the people go crazy. But that moment sticks out for the whole decade to me as one of the greatest sports moments of the 80s. And the number one moment of the 80s, probably the pop star of the millennium, the man who dominated the whole decade, the man who probably dominated music the whole time he was alive, Michael Jackson, Thriller, was released in 1982. Still to this day, probably the greatest album, a collection of music ever. You can't listen to this. You can't skip not one song on there. But Michael Jackson, Thriller, is probably going to go down as the most incredible album ever created. You know what I mean? Any genre. So that's my top five moments that stuck out with me in the 80s.
Tank, what do you think about I guess you remember clearer the release of the George. What do you remember about that time?
Well, when they came, the Jordan 1s weren't the phenomenon back then. I don't even really remember the Jordan 1s coming. I remember the 2s coming, and I got the low top to white, black, and red. But that wasn't the Jordan. The Jordan was the threes, Cement threes. That was the first Jordan. That still was the 80s. That was the first Jordan with the Jumpman, and that's when the craze was born. Elephant print,
hey.
Red, that red Jumpman on that clean J, 88. 88 was when we was rocking. Fat gold chains, beepers. That's when Jordan.
Ew.
Now, the one is one of my favorite J's. But the 3, 88 is when it took off. The black
man, I absolutely
was
hate.
You hate 3?
I absolutely hate the Jordan 2. But were they crazy? Like, then,
oh, the two.
I never liked the Jordan 2.
Yeah. The 2, and I got it. I think I got it in Michigan, just, you know, coming back to the crib different. I don't think the Lowe's was here. But like I say, Jordan was out, but it just wasn't, you know, the kicks wasn't. It was still shell-toed troops, at least around this time. Dope boy, dope man Nike. But when that 3 hit, that red jump, man, it just automatically. Like, when February came, your mama got the income cut. Them black 3s came out with them Levi. Oh, my God. You're killing me. 10th grade.
Jordan might got the craziest logo ever, like, but the Jordan 3s, were they cement then, too?
Uh-huh. That's the original cement. The first pair, the October, wasn't no time it came out, like Black Friday. The Black Friday pair was the white one. Crazy. You had Nike Air on the back with that red, I'm telling you, that red Jumpman just set it off. And then with All-Star,
they re-released the Jordan 1s, the original Jordan 1s, and they just went for like $2,700. Like,
yeah.
Craziness. But I love the Jordan 3 cement, the all black with the red. Absolutely love it. Like, love them.
So yeah, Jay, that's how.
And they just,
then by the time the threes took off, that's when the four, that's when it was hot. So everything just went on to like the 14 nonstop, just pounding.
And sometimes,
as we,
I would say, sometimes, like, you know, as time passes, you get like an appreciation for something that probably get overlooked when they first drop. You know what I mean? Like, cause I never really cared for the ones until recently, and.
Right.
Now, like, that's probably one of my first, the joints that I go for now is the one.
Right.
But, and them 11's crazy too, but.
Yeah.
I can talk all day about Jordan, but go ahead.
But, you know, as we're getting ready to wrap up, y'all go ahead and hit your parting shot.
Ladies first.
I don't have nothing for real. Just facts. I like facts. People, please, let's deal with facts. Always look for facts. And if you don't know the answer, you know, just look at the CDC website. But always go for facts. I think facts help us not panic. That's all I got. Facts. And a lot of those in the last couple weeks. But facts.
My partner says, stay prayed up. Get prepared, and by prepared, I don't mean 1,000 rolls of toilet tissue. Get ready to hunker down. Being as little as possible.
I'm still trying to figure out the toilet tissue part.
Right. Yeah. And, no matter if they're talking about checks or whatever, no matter if they're talking about spending, you know, freezing payment, spend as little as possible to it moving. Because even when it ends, it's not just going to light turn on it, boom, everything, you know. They say April the 30th. It's not going to be first Friday that May the 1st and everything on is fairs and carnivals and just whoopee in the fireworks show. It ain't going to be like that. Whenever it come back, you'll be able to move, but people going to have to readjust. Businesses got to go in and see. Well, you know, not all of them know how to just go in, but get ready. Some businesses won't be back. Some employees moved on.
I think my parting shot is, I'm sorry, were you finished saying? My bad.
I said just hold, you know, just make smart the choices. If we bounce back, then it's back to, you know, back to doing what you do. If not, just hold tight. Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to, you know, kind of even what you're just saying right there, and I think one word that we all need to do a good job of is conserve. You know, I think a lot of people, like, let's watch your spending. Let's be careful of, you know, how you're eating and all that. I even seen some people posting about how much they eating through all of their snacks right now. Like, okay, number one, one thing that you need to be doing during this time is being healthy. So conserve, save your money, because we don't know how – we have no earthly idea to what Mika said. Like, we have no earthly idea how long this is going to last, how much it's going to affect us, because it's affecting everything. And just speaking on the topic of growing up in the 80s in the South, I would just say is, like, those were great times. And, you know, to just embrace today and embrace the moment that you're in now, because you never know when things are going to change. Like, we were talking last week, and we never thought that when we discussed coronavirus, the coronavirus we talked about last week, the coronavirus we talked about this week, it's the world is completely different.
In 7 days.
So, in 7 days, and in 7 days before that, it was completely different before that. So embrace the moment that you're in, and never think, because everybody just assumed that 2020 was going to be such a great year. Everybody was so ready to be done with 2019. Like, just embrace the moment that you're in. That's my parting shot. Joe?
Oh, no, man. Just be healthy. Pray for each other. Stay healthy out there and just, you know. And that's it.
Wash your hands.
Thanks. Hang your
Game Sim Radio.
We out.
We out. Game Sim Radio. I holla at y'all.